On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 22, Johannesburg 20, Tzaneen 21 degrees. We start at the Matlanga Commission of Inquiry in Pretoria, where controversial businessman Brian Mahosi is in the hot seat.
When you as an agent run informants or have informants, are you empowered to pay them, the informants underneath you?
Commissioners, there is no way. You may just know that a particular informant has claimed so and so much and so much too, and because you will be talking to the handler, there's no way you can pay. It is only the handler who can pay the informant.
Mahosi is expected to testify today and tomorrow. He's accused of acting as a go-between. Suspended Police Minister Senzo Mqunu and alleged crime boss Vusikat Matlala. Mahosi is alleged to have sourced 500,000 rand from Matlala for flights and accommodation for 8 ANC members to attend a fundraising gala dinner ahead of the party's January 8 event in Cape Town this year. Finance Minister Enakoronwana says the G20 leaders' declaration will not be hindered by the absence of the US. A total of 42 countries are confirmed to attend the leaders' summit in Johannesburg this weekend. Russia, Mexico, Argentina and China will instead be represented by ministers or deputies.
The first acute problem, which was bigger than the one we're facing now, was in Indonesia. The Indonesia, it was the first year of Ukraine war. We carried through that political problem into India. The G20 did not collapse. Things are not collapsing. What is likely to happen is that the Americans may shape the agenda. Every presidency shape the agenda to reflect its own priorities.
International Relations and Corporations Minister Ronald Lamola says South Africa will participate in next year's G20 summits that will be held in the United States.
Yes, we will participate because we believe in true democratic processes. Whatever differences of views with the US, we believe they must be engaged on the table. That is the nature of this platform. You don't run away from an engagement because of whatever concerns that you have. You confront the issues, raise them and deal with them.
Now for a reminder, those travelling to Tambo International Airport today are advised to leave earlier than usual. Several roads in and around the airport will be closed today as preparations for the G20 summit continues. Spokesperson Ufense Jijo.
Arrivals Road will be closed and all vehicles will be rerouted to Parquet 2 North and South for passenger drop-off and pickup. Short-term parking, commonly known as the Piazza, will be completely closed.
For all of our coverage on the G20 summit this weekend, go to jacarandafm.com and click on news. And we end off in Nigeria, where armed men abducted 25 female students from the government girls' comprehensive secondary school. The assailants, armed with rifles and reportedly using coordinated tactics, stormed the school yesterday and killed the vice principal before kidnapping the students. Another staff member sustained gunshot wounds. I'm Chanel September, more news at 11.